Good morning. It is a beautiful, wonderful, incredible day, and it has nothing to do with the weather. It has everything to do with who you are. You are a new creation in Jesus Christ, and the morning mindset is here every morning to help you remind yourself of that truth, because strangely enough, we forget the most important things in our lives. We really do. We forget our identity. We forget what Jesus Christ has done for us. And sometimes the problem is we haven't really learned what he's done for us in the first place. And that's part of why this morning mindset exists. I'm here to help remind you. I'm here to teach you, if you haven't learned it before, what the scriptures say about you as a person who has placed your faith in Jesus Christ. We've been doing so most recently by looking at the book of Romans in the New Testament, chapters 6, 7, and 8. And we're right in the middle of chapter 7, and the Apostle Paul has been teaching us what it means that we have become followers of Jesus Christ. And it's more than just an intellectual decision that we made. Paul is telling us that by placing our full trust in Jesus Christ and believing, receiving what God says about his death, that it is sufficient to transform us from sinner into saint. And by relying on that fully, something amazing happens to us on a spiritual level. What is it? It's that we die to sin. The old sinful us dies to sin, and we are resurrected with Jesus Christ and are now alive to God. And he's talking about the spiritual us, the real us that lives inside this earthly body. That is what is a new creation, and that's the real us. And so he's been telling us that by virtue of that identity, we are now no longer under the restrictions of a written code like the law, the Old Testament law. And he's just made the point in chapter 7 that the law provokes us toward sin, and that the sin that is still attached to these mortal bodies that we live in gets provoked when the law is held up to it. And it fights against the law, and it pushes us toward sinful behavior and sinful actions. And so picking up in verse 13 of chapter 7, Paul says, "Did that which is good," meaning the law, "then bring death to me?" And he says, "By no means. It was sin producing death in me through what is good, in order that sin might be shown to be sin, and through the commandment might become sinful beyond measure." So what Paul is saying is that the sin that dwells in our mortal body proves itself to be sin and to be hideously sinful, because it even has the power to use the good commands of God to produce death in us, to produce sin in us. I mean, that's a pretty powerful thing, to be able to use God's good commands, the explanation and description of what is holy and right and good, to turn us into sinful beings. That is a power that dwells in our mortal bodies. And he says in verse 14, "We know that the law is spiritual, but I am of flesh, sold under sin." So notice that word flesh, because it's going to have incredible meaning in these verses to come in the next couple of episodes of the Morning Mindset. He's saying, "I am of the flesh." He's pointing to this physical body when he says flesh. It's not some spiritualized term for our sinful nature, as some versions of the Bible say. He's talking about your physical body. Your physical body is where the power of sin resides. And he's saying, "When I am only of the flesh, I am sold under sin." And in the next episode of the Morning Mindset, we're going to walk through a progression that happens to all of us. Even the Apostle Paul, he's going to describe it in detail. And he's going to tell us where victory comes in our battle against sin. Please don't miss it. Tomorrow's Morning Mindset.